Welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. They are role models making a big difference at Copper Hills High School and in the community. We're talking about students in the Latinos in Action program. On this episode of the Supercast, we visit a Latinos in Action class and talk to some amazing students who take great pride in who they are, where they're going in education, and the good they do for others on a daily basis. We're here with Ms. Oda at Copper Hills High School, the advisor of Latinos in Action, and you have a couple of classes as well. Tell us a little bit about Latinos in Action for those who don't know what it is.
All right. It's a class as well as a club, primarily for Latino students, but we allow anyone to join if they're interested. And we focus on education, leadership, service, and culture. So, as a class, we will learn about cultures from the Latino communities. We'll learn about each other. Usually, this year is not the case because of COVID, but normally we go and tutor at neighboring elementary schools, and they are paired with other elementary students and help them with their reading skills and sometimes their math skills. And so that's actually one of their favorite parts of being part of LIA, is being able to interact with the younger students and kind of be those role models.
There are a lot of activities at the school, but also outreach to the community. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, being part of the class is more than just showing up to class. There's a lot expected of them to participate in other socials that we may have, in service projects and fundraisers. So, some of them are within the school, but also just to help the community in general.
And some folks might think that this is just something unique to Copper Hills, but Latinos in Action is highly organized at the state level. In fact, I was supposed to, pre-COVID, attend a conference and an event for students and for the advisors. Explain the organization and really what it's about.
Yeah, it actually is a really big program and now reaches outside of Utah. It's also in other states such as like Florida, California. I'm not exactly sure all of them, but it's in quite a few now. And it's had a really positive effect on students. They're really able to embrace their Latino culture and be proud of it, but also gain confidence in themselves academically, in their leadership skills. And so they're able to, I feel like it helps them gain confidence to also join other parts that of school culture that they may not have joined previously.
So by being part of Latinos in Action, it may be a launch pad to be involved in a lot of other things at school and to connect in other ways.
Yeah, a lot of my students, especially my officers who show leadership in LIA, have branched out and become really great, strong students in other subjects as well.
How many members do you have?
Between the two classes, we may have around 70, and we also have more students that are part of the club, so maybe they couldn't fit it in their schedule, and so they may attend the socials and other fundraisers we do.
Just talking with some of the students, they definitely live up to the name Latinos in Action. They don't sit around and plan and think about things. They take off and they get things done, and it's incredible the number of things they have going on at the school and out in the community.
Yeah, it's true. Honestly, as an advisor, I am here just to advise. They do everything. I'm here to be the adult in the room, and they take over, and I love it. It's really impressive how they just take charge and make it what it is. You may have noticed I'm not Latina, and I don't speak Spanish. I volunteered to do this. I actually was the LIA advisor at Payson High School for 1 year, and then I transferred schools. When I came here, I actually told them that I was interested in it. I think it's a really important organization. I myself am half white, half Japanese, and so although I don't fit in necessarily the Latina culture, I think it's really important for people to be proud of where their family may come from, their differences, and how they can use that as their strengths. So although I am not Latina myself, I really enjoy this program.
And the sense of belonging that's created is not just within Latinos in Action, it's a connection to the broader school community.
Yeah, and I've seen how their friendships within here have reached out to other classrooms and stuff. And so it is nice to see, because they always say, like, if you're part of LIA, you're part of the familia. it's the LIA at the NGC. So it really is like a family, and you can see in the beginning of the year it may be a little awkward, people don't know each other, but by the end of the year you can tell it's a completely different class.
And that's what we hope for every student, is that there's some way to connect, some way to identify yourself with school, whether it's band, whether it's athletics, it's a club, it's some connection, and this provides a connection that then creates other connections beyond this.
Yep, it's true. I see it. It's a catalyst for a lot of things.
So for my presentation, I picked Peru and its tourist attraction. And then, so first, there's Machu Picchu, and to get there, there's different trails you can take, but then one of the most that attracts most tourists is the Inca Trail. It takes about 4 days, but obviously there's places you stop and like eat or sleep and stuff. And then at the end, there's Machu Picchu, which it used to be believed a religious place for Inca leaders. And then it was only discovered, like, besides the people that were around there, until 1911 by an explorer. And it took so long to be found because that was its purpose, to try to be hidden.
Cuba is an island located in the Caribbean Sea, the size of 40,000 square miles, with a population of 11,317,818. Cuba has many different habitats, from mountains, forests, to jungles and grasslands.
Tell us about the presentations that the students were doing in class today.
So they were able to choose any of the Latin American countries and then a topic within that. So like today we had some presentations about Peru and Cuba. A lot of my students are Mexican or Venezuelan, and we've got some students from other countries as well, but they're doing a lot of the other countries that we don't know as much about.
So kind of to expand their view of the number of really Latin American countries.
Yes. Yeah, because the cultures differ so greatly from each other.
Sure.
So, and we've also been practicing learning where all the different Latin American countries are, because we know of different people who are like, oh, I'm from Guatemala, and you're like, well, where exactly is Guatemala?
Sure.
Yeah, so we're learning those right now too, and so that's been actually pretty interesting, because when you understand where countries are in relation to the other, you actually understand a lot more about the cultures as well.
Well, thanks for letting us spend time with you, and thanks for everything you're doing for Latinos in Action.
Well, thank you. It's been fun.
Stay with us to hear more from students who are part of Latinos in Action.
If you're ready to start your child on the path to personalized learning, we're ready to help. The Jordan Virtual Learning Academy is coming to Jordan School District in the 2021-22 school year. Three new schools will be opening as part of the academy: Rocky Peak Virtual Elementary School, Kelsey Peak Virtual Middle School, and Kings Peak High School. Each school will have their own principal and teachers, and each will give students a choice in their own learning. The schools will offer synchronous learning, which is teachers providing real-time, live online instruction, and asynchronous learning, where teachers provide videotaped instruction for learning on a student's schedule. To register your student in the Jordan Virtual Learning Academy, visit connect.jordandistrict.org.
I'm here with the officers of Latinos in Action. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Let's meet all the officers.
Hi, my name is Kiana Tapia, and I'm the vice president, one of the vice presidents. What we do is we mostly focus on being the big brother or the big sister, so we like to be the person to welcome people into the club, to make sure they know they're included. We also work with fundraisers, but for the most part, we do focus on just making sure people know that they have a place here and that they're welcome.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth C. Fuentes. I'm the education leader, and pretty much what we do is just we introduce colleges here around the state, just so the students can get to know what universities or colleges are available towards them, and also the scholarships that can help them.
Hello, my name is Kiyomi Robles. I am president of Latinos in Action. My position just consists of taking all these ideas and bringing them all together to see how it flows best, because we have 8 great minds here, and you know, sometimes we need someone to collect all of our thoughts. And I also help promote the club and go around and encourage members in LIA to participate as much as they can and members outside to join.
Hi, my name is Araceli Zavala, and I'm the another vice president for Latinos in Action. And we just, like, oversee all the other positions and just, like, make sure that everybody gets, like, the help they need, and if they need help with, like, organizing socials or service activities, we're there to provide that support.
Hi, my name is Daniela Garcia. I am the service officer. I am in charge of making sure that we have the service activities provided for the community and outside of the community. I get the ideas going, and then I just come up with things that we could possibly do, and then whether or not they're approved, then we could do them, and it's just, like, a good turnout. It's really wonderful.
I'm Brian Zarati. I'm the LA secretary. And for me, my job is really just kind of summarize the whole, like, LIA up. So, you know, if there's notes, those are mine. Like, I need to take the notes. If there's money involved, I need to take care of the money. I just really just kind of, like, help everyone else. So if the president needs help, I'm there. If the vice president needs help, I'm there. You know, I really just, I'm just here as, like, more of, like, a support beam.
It sounds like everyone has that perspective. If something needs to be done, I'm going to jump in and do it.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Daniela Salcedo, and I am the historian. I help make the memories in this club. I am in charge of the Instagram account. I take pictures of any social, any activities that we're doing, which helps let people know what we're doing in these classes, and also let people have the memories that we're doing in here. We've been previously doing, like, birthdays, which helps people know that we care about them.
I just pulled this up. Let's pull up your Instagram account.
Okay.
Or let me find you on the gram,
okay.
As the kids say, yes.
Pictures you have here are from past years,
okay.
But a lot of them are from these years.
All right, let's pull it up. Let's pull up your account here. Talk me through this. What's this picture,
okay,
right here?
So at our school, we do a culture assembly.
Okay.
And we recently, what day was it? Just last week.
March 2nd,
we just had our culture assembly, and we did, like, 5 different dances. And, like, there's a video here, but we do...
Where were the dances from?
There was, we did a merengue that was just all girls. And then we did a cumbia that we had with couples. And then we did a guevarita with also couples. And then we did salsa as well with the couples, too. This is just this year's peanut butter jelly sandwich that we made. These are just the ones that we did in class. So we usually just do groups, and then we just make them, and we do different ones. So, like, we'll do all peanut butter, we'll just do all jelly, and then we'll do a mix of both. And then, like, this is a group of us that we went to downtown. A lot of us drove there. We, like, take a track together, and it's really fun because we get to see a lot of, like, different people around.
I'm impressed with all the things that you have going on. You live up to the name Latinos in Action.
Yes, we do. We do whatever we can do to help out anybody around us. We recently wanted to support our custodians, so we helped by cleaning the school for a couple of months.
And Daniela, tell me about the service that Latinos in Action has been doing.
This year, what we've been doing recently has been a lot of the homeless activities, especially because of the whole COVID situations. Last week, we did a whole homeless, it was like a feeding. We made peanut butter and jellies. It was over 150 or something. And we all went downtown, we walked around, and we separated them out to the homeless. We gave them water bottles, it came with chips, granola bars, fruit snacks, plus the peanut butter and jelly. Other activities that we've done today is the homeless hygiene kits. So that one, we have toothpaste, lotion, tissues, shampoo, masks, and just, like, things that will help them if they can't get to sanitary places. That way they can keep themselves clean. For the last month, we did a Thanksgiving situation. We gave them a kind of, like, a small buffet so that they can enjoy Thanksgiving by themselves. Other service activities that we've done are car washes, but those are just for the community so that they can get their car washed without having to pay the money that they're supposed to. And most of them are just mainly community guidelines. We've done some where we do snow shoveling. That only lasted a day for, like, an hour because all the snow melted away. It was a rough one. We were all excited, and then there was no snow. And we've also done flea blankets, so we get the blankets and stuff, and we tie them together, and we'll donate them to either the homeless or to animal shelters, because animal shelters do need them for their animals to keep them warm, so we've done that too.
It sounds like you haven't just done service from a distance, but that you have actually delivered the product that you've put together and delivered it right to the homeless. How does that feel?
It feels nice knowing that, not for just for me, but knowing that they have someone so that they know that we care, that they're heard. And it feels nice seeing the brightness on their face. Like they'll give us little blessings, like, can I give a blessing towards you? And it's just nice seeing their reactions. Just so, so thankful for what we're doing for them. And it's kind of nice. It's really nice.
Sounds like this changes students' focus, and they may be service-minded long after they're no longer part of Latinos in Action.
I'm actually friends with some of the other graduates that were in Latinos in Action, and they'll tell me how they're in college still doing other service-based activities, whether it's for a club or for an organization or for themselves just on their own. And it's just nice hearing their stories, because then we get ideas based off of it, and we can put that into LIA and make it bigger than what it is as it is.
Congratulations on the great work you're doing. It's awesome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
What would you say to someone who's considering being part of Latinos in Action or starting a Latinos in Action at their school?
I would say totally do it. It's something to get you to try a lot of things. This club is very good. You don't even have to be Latino, if we're being honest. It's just a club for everyone to get involved, to get to know people and really break out of your shell and help your community.
What are the benefits for someone who decides to be part of Latinos in Action?
Latinos in Action really like opens you up. Like, at least like for me, last year I was like super shy. Like, I didn't talk to anyone. I had like one friend, and now Latinos in Action is like, it's like a second home to me. Like I really just love being in Latinos in Action, because it just like helped me meet a lot of new people and like different cultures, and just open up like a different world for me.
I think you've described really well what a lot of people are worried about coming into high school. Who am I going to know? How am I going to make friends? Latinos in Action is an instant connection, it sounds like. What else?
Yeah, it helped me a lot, because I wasn't in it last year, but I had a friend that was a leader, and I loved to help a lot. So she knew that I loved it, so I would help out, and they noticed that I was helping a lot. So when I applied, they saw me as a person that actually is willing to do stuff in this class, and which made me really happy, because I just love helping people. And I didn't think I was even going to get this position, because I wasn't even in the class last year. And it's helped me like open up a lot more and find more friends that have willing to like invite me to places. Because a lot of times I was never really invited to anything other than this year. When I got into this class, I made a lot more friends that are willing to talk to me, invite me to things, and yeah. So it's helped me a lot.
Other thoughts?
I feel like Latinos in Action is also a well-known organization, and like it's not just here in Utah, like it's all over the country, like all over the U.S., because like we're based in like Florida and California, and so like it's very like national, and so I feel like Latinos in Action does bring the opportunity to many students. Like for our LAA conference at the end of the year, they have different competitions in which LAA students can go in and compete, and they can win scholarships and they can win money for submitting an art project or submitting a short film. And so they have like so many different categories and so many ways that we can put ourselves out there and really like be involved in the community.
You guys are so impressive. This is awesome. Thanks for spending time with me. This is fantastic. What a great club and class. Thank you. Thanks for joining us on the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.